Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for your help, sir. First of all, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right direction or are things on the wrong track in general?
They could be better, you know.
But in general, would you say we are going in the right direction or wrong track?
I think the wrong direction.
Okay. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County? On your own words.
I just think, you know, it's South Odessa is still underserved, so it's not a balance of the economic culture.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So blacks are still suffering.
And now, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Economics, I think they're good because the oil business is here.
Okay. Not excellent, just good. And now, five years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the job of any close family members in Hector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned, you know what I'm saying?
And now I'm going to read you a short list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. And please just tell me how you rate each in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is public transportation in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Being able to get from place to place with little traffic. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's good.
Good. And effective leadership from elected officials?
Fair.
Excellent, good, fair. Okay. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Fair.
Availability of affordable housing. How will you rate that?
Fair.
Natural beauty and physical setting.
Fair.
Quality of the public schools.
Fair.
Offering job opportunities in your field.
Fair.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Fair.
And just a couple more. Availability of quality healthcare. How would you rate that?
Low.
Oh, just poor. Is that correct?
Poor. Because a lot of people can't afford healthcare, and the insurance debt is very.
And the last four, the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
That's pretty good.
Okay. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Good.
Excellent, good, oh, good. And the last two, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. In Hector County.
Fair, you know those
things. And the last one, public safety and low crime.
That's poor.
Okay, thank you. And now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Immigrants from other countries. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's pretty good for them, yeah.
Okay. Young single people. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
That's really good for them, yeah.
Families with children?
Good.
Good. Racial and ethnic minorities?
Poor.
And people like you?
Fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
It's pretty good for them if they're going into the petroleum oil business.
And retirees?
The what?
Retirees, retired people. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good for them.
And the last one, people living below the poverty line.
A lot of people living below the poverty line, so high or good.
Okay.
A lot of
okay.
people poor, I don't, yeah.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you so much for kindness to help us. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat not too familiar, or not at all?
Somewhat familiar.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat not too confident, or not at all?
Somewhat confident, somewhat.
And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all?
Not too familiar. Well, somewhat. Somewhat.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all?
Not too confident.
And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all?
Somewhat likely.
And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? I have a short list. I have poor economic conditions, family reasons, like retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, the crime, environmental concerns, cost of living, or illegal immigration?
More quality of life.
Okay, thank you. And finally, the last few questions are about you and your household, and just for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Thank you. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
And
well, probably Republican, Republican.
Okay. Do you lean more to the Republican Party? Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
35 to 49.
And do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, or African-American, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or other race not listed?
What'd you say? Run that by me again.
White or Anglo, Black or African-American, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or other race?
We're Black African-American.
Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
And is your annual household income below $25,000?
No.
Between $25,000 to $39,000? Between $40,000 to $74,000? $75,000 or more?
$75,000 more.
And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
I'm on my own business.
Okay. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
And do you live within the city limits of Odessa, yes or no?
Yes.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great day.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.